I'm here with Neil Call, Director of Policy at Disability Alliance, a disabled benefits charity and campaign group. Neil, what's your sense of the mood here today?
I think the mood is very much one of betrayal for various reasons, not least that the Conservative Party in particular went into the election last year defending it would protect disability living allowance. DLA will actually be cut by almost a third for working age disabled adults. There's also a sense that the main government message around protecting disabled people is clearly proven to be untrue. There are disabled people experiencing the cuts across the board, including social care and in welfare services, and are most at risk of experiencing the cuts now and for a longer period of time than other citizens.
However, the government has agreed to a review of one of its main policies, which was removing the mobility components of disability living allowance from those in residential care. Does that not give you hope that they might be ready to change their tune on this?
I think it's very important to remember that legislation still includes the provisions to end entitlement to DLA or personal dependent payment for any disabled person living in a care home. That's what's on the table. That's what MPs are voting for. We don't know the terms of reference for the review. We don't even know when it will finish. So I think we can't have too much confidence in the review until we know more detail about it.